This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At a moment when public support is dropping, top Pentagon officials are being asked to explain what they're doing in Iraq. Today, military commanders and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld appear before a Senate committee. They'll face senators who appear increasingly concerned, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
The Senate's renewed angst over Iraq coincides with several new polls showing not even 2 out of 5 Americans endorse how the war there is being waged. Senate Republicans trooped over to the White House Tuesday for the first policy luncheon held there since the Reagan administration. They heard what some described as a pep talk from President Bush on the war. Arizona Republican John McCain says the president's outreach is to be expected.
The polls are showing, obviously, that there's an eroding support for the war. Then the communications on the part of the White House, both with Congress and the American people, has to go up. I mean, that's a logical reaction.
At the White House, the president, according to some attending, had his ear tugged by the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Virginia's John Warner. Warner would like the president to make the case for why the United States is still in Iraq. U.S. troops have fought well there, Warner says.
But there's no alternative for America but to turn this nation over to the Iraqi people and let them govern it at the earliest possible time. But we shouldn't set a timetable, but we've got to renew our commitment to achieve that basic goal.
Another senior Republican who questioned President Bush on Iraq is Alaska's Ted Stevens. He, like Warner, says the main goal there should be to move the task of protecting the Iraqi people as quickly as possible to Iraqi forces.
And I think the president is moving on that. We're waiting the approval of this constitution. We're accelerating the training of their people. And I think that that's what that message has to get out, that the system is working.
Senate Democrats are also rediscovering Iraq. Yesterday, for the first time this session of Congress, they met for more than an hour behind closed doors to discuss the situation there and what should be done about it. Joe Biden is the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. He recently toured Iraq, and he told fellow Democrats the U.S. must prevail there.
But there is a concern that there is this wide gap between the rhetoric and reality, and the American public is leaving the president on this. And so how do we regain the confidence of the American public? Because if that goes, you're going to end up in a position where the Republican Congress is going to be talking about bringing the troops home.
What should be done? California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says the onus is on President Bush.
I feel very strongly that the president has to get out in front of this, that the president should be regularly addressing the nation.
Which Mr. Bush does plan to do next week. Still, after the Democrats' meeting on Iraq, Minority Leader Harry Reid chided the Bush administration for what he called its failure to present the facts about the war to the American people. The administration's plan for Iraq, Reid said, is adrift and disconnected from reality. Illinois Democrat Barack Obama says the president owes the American people at least a success strategy, if not an exit strategy.
It's extraordinarily frustrating, not just for the Democrats and the minority, but for the American people. I can tell you it's far less frustrating for me than it is for the mothers and fathers of troops who are stationed there and who are wondering when they're going to come back home.
But former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta said during a visit to the Capitol that it's not enough for Democrats to complain about Iraq.
The real test, I think, for Democrats is going to be able to not only define what's going wrong, but to also develop at least some recommendations for what should be done to try to put this thing back on track.
But a top Democratic leadership aide said yesterday that this war is the Bush administration's to resolve. David Wellner, NPR News.